Yo, 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 what's up? It's your man's Joaquin. I'm here with my man,
Raja.
And you are tuned in to Heat Level Podcast. What's up, world?
What up, world?
Now, this motherfucker, thank you, Superman.
Man, hey, but Superman,
well, check this out right here, man.
Kryptonite.
Everybody's, you know, y'all know how we do, man. We talk about everything, man. We talk anything from hip hop to fitness, and we talk about everything. We don't do niches for the riches. We do niches for the bitches. Nah, I'm just playing. I'm just joking, y'all. That's just a joke. Just a joke, okay?
No worries,
so
man.
don't get crazy on me now.
Hey, because if you can't handle that, you not finna handle
what the fuck we be saying on this motherfucker right here.
At all.
All right, but anyway, hey y'all, before we get started, man, we finna play a song. A little cinnamon, a snippet of one of my songs. It's called Poke It Out. Joaquin. If y'all wanna go get it on Spotify or any streaming platforms, y'all can go get that. That's WYQEEM. That's WYQ. Eric, Mimi, Mama, Moo Moo. Y'all make sure y'all go and y'all check that out on all the streaming platforms. The name of the song is called Poke It Out. Yeah.
Depot on the beat.
I got a pocket full of Benjamins. I'm in the place I'm about to spend them in. Shorty thicker than a Snicker.
Than a Snicker.
I'm about to buy liquor, so she can get white girl. Lou do what them white girls do, and she a white girl too. Like them butter pecan, Puerto Rican, chocolate girl be the reason I be freaking. Only here for the weekend. Are you creeping? She like, what you meaning? Do you got a man? She like, yeah, but he sleeping. Lot of onion booties in here, really got me weeping. Throwing cash on that ass, nigga, I'm a kingpin. Many derrieres, got the kid out here fiending. Lot of girls twerking, you ain't seeing what I'm seeing. The vicinity is crazy.
Yeah. Y'all know what that was, man. That's that Poke It Out by Joaquin.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all want to go check that out, man. Y'all make sure y'all go to streaming platforms, type in Joaquin, Poke It Out, and y'all can go check that out. What's up? But anyways,
yeah,
now check this out. So we got stuff we're going to talk about today, man, on this episode 11. Yes, we are on episode 11, and we release every Monday. To the people that listen and download the podcast, thank you. For the people that don't, fuck y'all. Fuck you, hate me. Fuck you. Anyways, all right, so check this out. So we got something we talking about. The eye of the beholder. Who believes the eye of the beholder?
I do.
This guy does. I don't. I put it like this, man. If you're an ugly motherfucker, man, embrace your ugliness. First and foremost, we're going to say it like this, right? All right, check this out. Whether you're female or you're a girl. I mean, you're female or you're male. We put it like this. If you're a female, you put 100 motherfucking niggas in front, and 85 of them say, you ugly, guess what?
You ugly.
You ugly. And on the flip side, if you're a dude, and they put 100 females, and 85% say, you ugly,
it is what it is.
You ugly. And I think they done put about 200 on mine, and I think maybe 90% said I was ugly. I'm cool with that. I'm cool. I embrace my ugliness.
You still got your 10%, though.
10%. You know what they say, man. 10% is a whole lot. Look all the ugly people we got in the world right now. There's billionaires. You know, we got Jeff Bezos. We got Warren Buffett. He's an old ugly motherfucker.
We got
Donald Trump. Jay-Z, who got Beyonce.
I think
How did he get Beyonce?
I think he actually just hit a billion.
Billion. Yeah, he's a billion. Yeah, yeah. How do you think he got Beyonce, being as ugly as he is?
Becoming a fucking billionaire.
Yeah, well, he wasn't a billionaire yet, but you know, whatever.
Oh, well, yeah, he was on the way. But
man, you ever see motherfuckers, even if it's flip side, and you be like, you see this dude, you be like, oh, okay, man, you know, handsome guy, no homo, but he with this ugly ass chick. Then you see these girls, you be like, dang, she fine with this ugly ass nigga.
More.
Right, and you like, man, hold on, man, is it in the beholder? This is what it is. Ugly people, I'm sorry, if you're ugly, you need to realize you are ugly. You're ugly. Okay, yeah, just look, embrace it. God put beautiful people and God put ugly people, just like
him. But look, but what? Also everybody's got a match on this world. It doesn't matter if you were ugly, beautiful, it don't matter.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you what I think about that. That's bullshit. I don't believe in soulmates.
I didn't say soulmate, nigga.
Yeah, a match.
I said a match. A motherfucker that might like you enough to fuck with you.
Okay, cool. Okay, you say. Hold on. Okay, you say a match. All right, check this out. A match could be anything. A bitch could be drunk and fucking go fuck an ugly ass nigga. That ain't a match. She was just drunk. This nigga can be fucked up and get his beer goggles on, go fuck this big ass, ugly ass, dog face looking ass but chick.
No, that's not a match.
What is that then?
That's a fuck.
Oh, that's a pair at the time?
That is a.
But guess what? Sometimes that shit comes out to marriage. What you talking?
Okay, well, I mean, hey. That's the end point.
So you say beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Yes, because this is how
Let me ask you a question before you give me your thing on.
All right.
How many pretty people you hear say that? No. Fuck that. I'll wait. Count that shit.
He said, count that shit.
I
ain't heard nobody say
no.
That. Not. Look, if they were saying it, it was because they were saying it to make other motherfuckers feel better.
Good. I ain't looked out. At the end of the day, if you take 100 motherfucking
and
ugly motherfuckers.
And might be what I'm doing.
To take 100 ugly motherfuckers, right, and say, so, do you think beauty is in the eye of the beholder? What you think they going to say?
Beauty's in me, bitch.
95% of the motherfuckers going to say, yeah. But go to a lot of pretty people, handsome guys or pretty girls, whatever,
right.
And ask them the same question. They're going to be like, no, because I'm beautiful.
Right, no.
They're not going to fold. Look, ugly people say that shit. You know how I know ugly people say that shit? Because I was one of them ugly people that said this shit.
Oh, my God. No, I believe that shit because, look.
Then what the fuck do your eye behold? If you behold ugly motherfuckers, right?
No, because think about it, right? Some people are into bigger women. Some people aren't. Some people are okay with being skinny and being with a male, their opposite, that is a bigger kind of person. Me, if I were to be dating a skinny bitch. Opposite way.
I should have been a skinny people, bitch.
What?
It's cool. Skinny female, but go ahead.
No, because I'm just saying, because I used to like skinny gals, right? Like that, I don't know why, because that was just the people that I was around.
Let's get back on the ugliness.
Yada, yada, yada. They didn't like me because I was big. It wasn't because I was ugly. I was a bigger kind of built guy.
But see, that's what I'm saying, man. When we talk about ugly, we talk about on a physical term of being ugly.
Right, and that's what I'm saying.
And so I have a beholder like this. Look, ugly motherfuckers exist in this world for one reason.
And what is that?
To be ugly. Look, check this out. Because, look.
To be you. Let's put it like that.
Hey, look. You're but look, hold on now. I'm on this earth to create a lot of stuff. I'm an ugly motherfucker. If I was a. Look, let me tell you something. Name some billionaires that are not ugly. Name the baddest billionaire ever. Name it. Name one. And don't say no fucking Kylie Jenner, whatever the hell her name is.
She's all plastic.
She's a Barbie doll. She's Kendall Jenner. She's not a billionaire.
She's not. Fuck if I know.
Okay, now if you want to save somebody like Rihanna.
But Rihanna's not a billionaire.
Actually, stuff came. I think she's about to be a billionaire. Yeah. But that comes from music, though. You feel what I mean?
It don't matter where it's coming from. You are a billionaire. You are a billionaire.
Exactly. So we're going to go the same.
Rihanna is bad.
And let's say about the 600 billionaires is out there. I guarantee you 589 of them ugly than a motherfucker. I can tell you that. I can tell you. You know what a lot of pretty people got? They have the idea and the look of money.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's way more pretty people out here that's broke than a motherfucker than ugly people out here that's broke than a motherfucker. I truly believe that shit. I'm just talking about experience, man, like what I've seen.
I just feel like ugly people got something to strive for. Like,
yeah, because you ugly.
They got that fucking drive.
You can't be a model.
You can't be Instagram model.
You can't do all that. You ugly.
You can't convince people to do things for you because of your looks.
Look at Spike Lee. That's an ugly motherfucker.
Ooh, Spike Lee, hey, ugly as hell. Hey, let me ask you a question.
And this is
like
what I
want
to say. Hey, shout out to Spike Lee. Whatever, whatever. I like that you're mute, but you're an ugly, skinny, caterpillar-looking motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
But look, this is what I want to say to Spike Lee, man. And guess what? One thing about Spike Lee, he knew that nobody would get him to be in a movie.
he
is not finna play a love interest of anybody. So guess what he did? He wrote his own shit.
Right.
And he became a star of his own movie. You know what I mean? People like Stan Lee.
Man, he be
look at Stan Lee.
Glasses.
That was an ugly motherfucker. Rest in peace, Stan Lee. That was an ugly motherfucker. But he knew he wasn't going to play no love.
He wasn't going to be a cameo. He wasn't going to be no superhero.
No. Come on. He's not the Brad Pitt. You know what I'm saying? Or the what's
Leonardo
the, what's,
DiCaprio.
Yeah, what's the other guy? Zac Efron and all them motherfuckers.
Zac Efron.
Yeah, they not all them type of people or people ain't the Michael B. Jordans.
The bitches used to drool over Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, ain't nobody the Jennifer Lawrence, the Zendaya, stuff like that. So, you know, when you an ugly motherfucker, you got to make things happen.
Do you think that ugly people can be actors?
Yeah, it's a lot of ugly-ass actors. There's some ugly motherfuckers as actors. Oh, that's some ugly, but guess what? Oh, yeah, that's some ugly. Look, homie, let me tell you something. That's some real ugly fucking
actors. Matter of fact, who's the black nigga that played The Matrix with the fucked-up eye?
The Matrix?
Yeah.
No. That's Lawrence Fishburne. He didn't have a messed up eye. You talking about Forrest Whitaker.
I'm talking about Forrest Whitaker. Yes, I am.
Yeah, that's an ugly-ass motherfucker.
That's an ugly-ass
nigga. Hey, but guess what? That motherfucker got Oscar. They love that nigga.
They love that
nigga. What's the white dude? I'm going to tell you an ugly motherfucker, too, man. I grew up watching Robert De Niro with that big-ass mole on his goddamn face. I'm saying that's an ugly motherfucker, too.
Oh, God.
You feel me?
Ugly.
Hey, but guess what, though? Motherfuckers like to die.
People love the Irishman.
Look, man, you got to put ugliness in the mix. I'm saying, if you watch a show, let's be honest. If you watch any type of show,
at least one.
You got to have an ugly motherfucker because it doesn't balance out. The ugly person is the one that's going to bring most of the attention to the show.
You want to know why? Because they're fucking hilarious.
They're going to be, they ugly.
Hilarious.
You watch all these
iCarly, Gibby.
Hey, let me tell you something. Why did people watch the Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
Because everybody in that motherfucker was damn near fine. Damn near everybody.
Let me tell you why people watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Why?
People watch them because they watch them always alter their beauty. To me, a lot of them chicks don't look like nothing. That's just to me, though, right? To me, they don't. But they always got Botox, plastic surgery. Man, these chicks 38 years old and they forehead straight.
Come on, my G.
You got a straight forehead, man. Like, where the wrinkles at?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? Like, look, man. Hey, I honestly, most people that watched Keeping Up Kardashian wasn't men. You got to remember that.
No.
Women watch that because and you know who watched it? You know most of the women that watch Keeping Up with Kardashians?
Ugly women.
The ugly women, I swear to God. Hey, no doubt.
That's who watch
that shit. The ugly women. Why you think that the ugly women watch the Keeping Up with Kardashians?
Because they want to alter their self.
Botox.
Shit.
You know. And honestly, they look like dolls, like the dolls you buy in the store. If you want your, hey, look, man, shout out to Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but we about to talk about y'all. Check
about
this out.
To. We already talked about
y'all. We going to put it to you like this. Y'all look like Barbie dolls, the ones you buy in the store. Hey, y'all, I don't think they're sexy, but you do. That's what's up. If y'all want to go get you you want to have a Kim Kardashian in your house, go buy your plastic Barbie doll, and you'll have a Kim Kardashian.
If we're going to end the Kardashians, we got to throw Nicki Minaj in there, too.
I never said Nicki Minaj was the beautifulest thing. Right?
They
blast the black people more than anything. We finna blast these white motherfuckers.
Yeah, well,
you know
what?
You're
right. Because I'm not finna sit here and list off every celebrity that.
No. But hey, don't get it wrong. I'm saying, but look, okay. But so if you ugly, man, look, ugly people, look, man, embrace your ugliness. Stay ugly.
Right. Right.
You feel me? Because I'm telling you, ugly people got a place in this world.
Ooh, and you probably got wonderful features. Like, you probably smart as shit.
Like you said before, and this is true, if you're ugly, you can have a beautiful personality. It won't wipe away your ugliness.
No.
It's not going to wipe away your ugliness, but it's something about you. They look past the ugliness. Now, if you're pretty, it's a difference. And if you got an ugly-ass attitude,
it
cuts the prettiness off, all that shit. It's like, bitch, you ugly. I don't like your... No, get the fuck away from me.
You got that ugly-ass attitude vibrating.
Yeah, man, yeah.
Oh, no. Because I used to know somebody like that. And we fucked up because it was school. So when she got to the school...
Always talking about high school.
Nigga, what else am I supposed to talk about? Nigga just got out of high school.
I know, go ahead.
Nigga, all my life been in school. So, she knew she was pretty. Yada, yada, yada. And what everybody fucked up is all the dudes let her know that she was the prettiest. So, then she started getting this attitude. This, like, you know, this little high-class, titled-ass attitude. Entitled. And that shit cut it off for me.
Yeah, but you know what?
After 2-3 months,
Okay. So we talk about ugly people. We talk about pretty people. What about the decent people? What about the people that sits in the middle? And what I mean by that is, you put a girl up there, and out of 100 motherfuckers, half say she look good, half say she don't. And the same thing with a man. Half of the girls say he look good, half of them don't. So that means they in the 50-50 world. All right. So what about the decent ones? Like, basically, if you see a girl, you say, look, she ain't the baddest,
right?
But she ain't the ugliest.
Okay,
she's right there in the
middle. She's right there in that middle.
And I think that's all most of the men and the females. I think them are the people that most people
like,
marry, and have kids with. Yeah, are the ones that sits right there in the middle.
I feel that. I feel that's very true because, you know, people that like you said, people that are just. That have that stunning beauty, that's them. That's what they go off of. That's kind of what
that's how they get everything.
That's kind of how they do their thing. But when you're pretty, but it's not this thing that's driving everybody towards you, you know, you gotta have that other thing. You know, like, I would feel like I sit in the middle. You know what I'm saying?
I'm always on the left end.
And you know what,
bro? I'm ugly.
You know.
Good with it, though.
You know where you at, bro. And it's like, you know, I feel like those are the best people.
And the one to sit in the middle. You know what I mean? They ain't too ugly. They ain't too pretty. But let me ask you this. What about this right here? And then we going to move on. But look, how about this? We going to do it. This is fractions, right? All right. Mm-hmm. If you put two positive numbers together, what do you get?
A negative.
No. No. 2 + 2 is gonna always equal an equal number, right?
Yeah.
At 4, if you put 6 + 6,
it's gonna always gonna be equal
12. All right, you put two negative numbers together. Mm-hmm. All right, what you gonna get? A negative number.
Yeah, a negative number.
Right, you will. Yeah. If you put 3 - 3, you're gonna get 0.
Ah, but if you
get an odd number, I'm talking about you're going to get an odd number, not negative.
But you put +3 and -3.
No. Listen, hear me out, man. Hear me out. I'm talking about even numbers and odd numbers. Right. Now, if you say 5, take away 2, what do you get?
3.
You're going to always get a odd number, right? Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Yeah.
If you put 2 odd numbers together and take them away, what you gonna get?
You get put two odd numbers together, it's always gonna be an odd number.
Exactly. I said negative. If you put 2 negative, if you say 3, take away 3, it's always gonna be 0.
Oh, yeah.
Right? If you say 4, take away 3, it's always gonna be 1.
Right.
Right?
Where are you getting that from?
Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, correct.
All right, so if you take away from an even number, and you take away with an odd number, you always get an odd number. If you plus 2 negative numbers, what do you get?
They 0.
No, you get an even number.
Oh, well, yeah.
You get an even number. So if you put 3 + 3, you're going to get an even number.
Yeah.
You put 1 + 1, you're going to get
an even number.
An even number. So in mathematicals, you can do it four different ways, and you really always gonna get the same thing. You're always gonna get an even and an odd number. They both gonna be equally
right
on both sides.
Right.
So what
right,
does that
right,
tell
right,
you?
Right. That the even should be with the evens and the odds should be with the odds.
No, that ain't what that tells you.
That ain't.
Everything is still a full circle. So even though we're talking about ugly people and we're talking about pretty people, and if you ugly, it's cool with being ugly. If you pretty, it's cool with being pretty. If you in the middle, it's cool with being in the middle. Because if you are an even number and you're pretty, you're a four, and you are an ugly number and you a three, and you put that to motherfucking gather, you're going to be odd, so it doesn't matter. You feel me? And if you take it away, guess what? You're gonna still be odd. But if you try to put two pretty people together, if you plus two pretty people together, what do you get? The same shit. Nothing changes. So you get 2 + 2 is 4. Oh, I got another even. 6 + 6 is 12. Oh, I got another even. God damn it. I want to be a 6 and get me 3, so we can all be odd as fuck. You feel what I'm saying? I don't want us all to be fucking even. Odd that shit up. So I'm cool with being the 1, and I'm cool with being with the 6. You get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
I'm cool with doing that.
Because
when you put it together, guess who wins? The odd motherfucker wins. I'm still the ugly. The ugly's still there, baby.
Oh, God.
We there.
And I got my gal too.
No doubt. I'm sorry, y'all. That it took me so long to explain it. I just had to get it out, man. Just basically, we all going a full circle.
It's all,
yeah, we make jokes and we say what we say. But look, we all full circle. I don't believe that beauty's in the eye of the beholder. This is what I will say. I think beauty itself is a word. Ugly itself is a word. It doesn't define who you are as a person. So yeah. Guess what? I might say, oh, I'm glad I'm ugly. I'm going to embrace my ugliness. A person say, oh, I'm pretty. I'm going to embrace my prettiness. Or I'm decent. I'm going to embrace my decentness. At the end of the day, looks do not last forever. But you know what does last forever? Who you were before you leave this earth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
beautifully
lasts
said.
Forever.
Beautifully said.
No doubt. No doubt, man. Said. You know what I mean? So,
and then,
but still, though, y'all ugly motherfuckers, y'all ugly.
And if all y'all out there that feel like you're the way your body looks or your weight or whatnot contributes to that, and you want to fix that, man, fitness is all it is.
We're gonna get on to that. Now we're going to get off the ugliness and we're going to get off the prettiness or whatever. And let's get on fitness. Because let me tell you something, man. I went to prison and I started working out and I love it. Fitness is where it's at.
And you probably got less uglier.
And you know, we ain't even going to talk about the ugly. We ain't going to even talk about the ugly. But the thing is, it's right here. Fitness, man. This is what I don't get about a lot of people. I always hear people say, I ain't got time. I always hear people say, I'm not up for it. I always hear people say, well, I'm just going to pop a supplement. Or I'm just going to get gastric bypass surgery. Or I'm going to do something like that. All right, that's cool. That's what you want to do. But the art of this, man, is I went and I lost weight in prison. And I worked my butt off. And let me tell you something. And I became a fitness junkie. I love fitness. You know, don't get me wrong. I got out, you know, got big, had to get back in shape. But this is the thing, though, is you have to love to do it for you. You know what I mean? When we talk about fitness, man, is everybody got their own level what they do. But this is the thing. You have to have somebody in your corner that wants to push you to being fit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Look, it's cool. Look, I'm not trying to body shame, but this is what you got to understand. If you big, if you 400 pounds, if you 300 pounds, we're going to keep it real. Most likely, you are unhealthy. You know, you're unhealthy. Your heart is taking too much. You know what I'm saying? And before long, you're going to have a lot of issues.
Right. I mean, I'm.
You know, from your knees,
right?
From your
I was
bag,
to say, I knew people that were 390, and they were working out every day, They were eating healthy, but yeah, they had two big ass knee braces on, and
yeah, because
they gotta go get the heart check.
And then you let scientists tell you all types of shit. They say, well, you know, you got a thyroid problem. You got this. This is my thing. I hear all that, and I know it's people out there that got issues, but this is the point. Most people that do have those issues are still eating unhealthy.
Yeah.
And they rather pop a pill and make sure that their blood pressure not high no more instead of stop eating all that fucking salt. You know what I mean? Stop eating that fried chicken. You know what I'm saying?
And motherfuckers love that fried chicken.
And that's the thing, man. And let me tell you something.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Yeah, but let me tell you something about fitness, though, man. Fitness is a mind thing, right? Mm-hmm. If you ain't got mind over matter and you can't start being mentally ready to go in that gym or walk down that block or run, you will never get ready because your mental capacity is not there. I've heard a lot of people say, I'm going to lose weight, 200 extra pounds on them, and they still ain't lost weight. Mm-hmm. You have to want to do it. And you can push a person so far when it comes to fitness.
Right.
You can push a person so far. And a lot of people will listen to you. A lot of people, I ain't going to say a lot. I'm going to just say 50-50.
People will listen to you.
Yeah, yeah. But some people just don't want to work for it. Some people just don't want to work for it. And a lot of people don't understand the benefits, how better you feel when you work for it. Not getting gastric bypass surgery, not getting tummy tucks. Like, when you really go out there, hit that grind, and burn calories, it's better.
It's unexplainable. And I'll just go into this because I've, you know, obviously gone through a lot of fitness. When I really first started hitting the gym was, you know, playing high school football. And I hated it. I hated being there and being there so early and, you know. But then I ended up loving it. But I ended up loving it because I was with my friends and whatnot. And then I ended up loving it because of how it made me feel. And then I would be pushed to do it because I wanted to help my team. But once I stopped playing football, I didn't want to do it. My friends weren't there. There was nobody else that was there.
To basically push you?
Right. And then I had to find that for myself. And once I found out for myself, dude, it was way better than all them days that I was busting my ass because I really wanted to eat healthy and look better in all this.
Yeah.
There were real goals that I thought about. But I always remember,
a lot of people look at these people that's six packs and stuff. A lot of people be unhealthy.
Right.
Look, this is the thing, man. Fitness is more than just working out.
Right.
You know, mind, body. Let me ask you a question, man. When you say fitness, you got to remember, it doesn't say body, mind, and soul. It doesn't say body, soul, and mind. It says mind, body, and soul. You have to get your mind right. If you don't get your mind right, you're not going to get your body right.
And that was my whole thing throughout football. I always had my body there, but my mind wasn't there, and my soul was there too late.
I was losing
a little bit of weight, but I wasn't looking how I wanted to look because that's not what I was there for. I was there to get through it. But once I was in there with my mind right and I had my soul into it, man, I lost, you know, 50 pounds so quick. 75 pounds so quick.
Not body shaming anybody, but it's this right here. If you're a person that need to lose weight and you're a person that need to get in shape, you got to do it. You can't keep complaining about, oh, man, I'm out of breath when I go upstairs. You can't be complaining about, oh, I can't sit in a regular chair. I have to tell them to put me in the booth. Hey, man, shout out to my big people.
But look,
I'm keeping it real, though, man. And if you don't like that and you're dissatisfied with that, then what you should do is get your ass in the gym or walk your ass around the block, man. Do some shit like that, and stop. Don't complain about something you're not changing. Okay, people?
Right.
Don't complain about, oh, my knee hurt, but you don't want to do no squats. I'm saying, don't complain about, oh man, all this is getting bent if you're not going to change it. The only time you can complain about it is if you are changing it. Why not? I was like, oh man, I'm tired of this stomach, but I'm out there running. You feel me? Oh man, I'm tired of having this turkey neck, but I'm out there eating good. That's when you can complain. But don't come and complain if you're not going to change right. it. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that shit, okay?
You can't do that.
I don't want, because honest with you, you know.
I don't want to hear that shit.
No, I don't want to hear that fucking shit anyway. You know what I mean? Hey, look, check this out. If you like your fried chicken, keep eating your fried chicken.
But your fried chicken going to come with some risk.
Yeah. Hey, look, let me tell y'all something. I don't know the exact much, but I know if you eat like a piece of pizza, you got to run like 5 miles to burn it off.
Yeah.
So for all y'all people that like to eat six pieces of pizza every other hour, because I do. I eat pizza sometimes, but I don't eat five boxes of pizza every day.
I mean, that shit is ridiculous.
Hey, look, let me tell you something, y'all.
No, it really is.
If you a person that get mad over food, you have an issue.
Yeah.
If food is your source of comfort, you have an issue. Okay? And look, I'm not a fucking doctor. I'm not a fucking psychiatrist.
Dietitian.
None of that shit. But one thing I can tell you, I've been through all that shit, man. I'm here from experience, man. And let me tell you something. If you got something that you're going to that is harming your body, harming your mind, harming your soul, then it's not good for you. You know, what gets me is when I used to grow up being a Christian, right? All the fucking pastors was fat as fuck. All the pastors. You're out there sitting and you're fornicating, going to the clubs, shaking your tail feathers. And I'm like, well, motherfucker, you sitting up here about to take an intermission with a whole goddamn sack of McDonald's Big Macs and fries and shit like that, and you telling me that I'm sinning, but motherfucker, you overeat. You sinning. What are you talking about? Gluttony. But, you know, but people don't even look at it like that.
No,
you know
don't.
What I'm saying? So, look, man, first and foremost, don't come tell me about sinning till your ass right. Get your ass on the treadmill or you can run and then get in shape, then you holler at me. Till then, get your ass on somewhere.
Come on now.
And even to the people that are over fitness, like the ones that's working so hard, they like, I got to be. It ain't even that. They think they're fit, but they're not. They're fucking their body up. Now they got joint problems because of the weight. They got this. So let me tell y'all something. It's an intermediate. It's a middle for this. You know,
right.
You can't be too much fitness. It can't be too much unfitness. It has to be a middle, because anything that you do too much of can hurt you.
Yeah, I feel like that too much when it comes to working out, I feel like personally, it's hard to get there. If you're working, I knew a motherfucker that worked out too much, and I feel like only we knew it. He never knew it.
Yeah, I was
ended up figuring out back problems way too young.
But that happens. That's happened. But let me tell y'all something, man. Fitness, man. Get on your fitness, mind, body, and soul. Do that. All right, now, so we get to our last subject today, man, and it's called Brutally Honest, and Mr. Raj got the question. So, Mr. Raj, you ain't got the question?
I would say I did not have the question, but
okay, cool then.
Do you have a question?
All right, well, guess what, guys? We better come off the dome with this question.
I said come off the dome,
We're going to come out of the dome. No, all right, no. Now, check this out, y'all. Check this out. We here, and this is going to be the question. And y'all have to be brutally honest, right? Mm-hmm. Now, have you ever, ever stole money from your grandmother? Have you ever stole money from your grandmother? Hey, y'all.
I love how you said grandmother.
Like, yeah, have you ever stole money from your grandmother? I'm not going to say mama, no. Have you ever stole money from your grandmother? Because you know what's going to happen, y'all? If y'all listen to this and y'all answer this question, y'all some dumb motherfuckers. But you got to be brutally honest, man. You got to be brutally honest. So, have you ever stole from your grandmother?
I'm thinking about it, bro.
I'm saying if you want to plead the fifth, man, I'll let you have that. Go ahead. Have you ever stole from your grandmother?
I'm going to say...
you better be wise.
Have I ever stole from my grandmama? I gotta think, man, because I don't think I've ever stolen from my grandmother. No, I've never taken money out of her wallet.
Oh, we ain't just talking about money, man.
Matter of fact,
anything from Granny.
Okay, yeah, I have.
Don't say what it is.
It was only $15.
Oh, you stole from your grandmama.
I ended up telling her about it. I didn't end up telling her. She ended up kind of finding out.
Did she whip that ass?
No.
Oh, you got it good.
I got it good. Yeah, my grandma.
Have I ever stole from my grandmother in all my years of living? Took something out of the house that she didn't know? Yeah, I have. Yeah, I stole from her house. Yeah. Not since I've been an adult, okay? I've never took that from you.
Grandma, you know what I'm talking about.
Not since I've been her though. But when I was a kid, I think I took some things from my granny. And I think on both sides, on my father's side and my mother's side, you know, my mama's mom, she passed away this year, so.
I never took money.
I think it was just a little knickknack. Little somebody just said, fuck it, I'm going to take it. I was a badass kid. So I was like, fuck it, I'm taking this shit. She made me mad.
Fucking jewelry case. This nigga walking around school with all the earrings.
With the pearls. I took the pearls. You know what I'm saying? But I don't remember what it was, but I know I did, man. I was a badass kid. I did everything. God, hey, but hey, anybody else that want to answer that question, man, y'all go in the comments, right. Man.
Man, don't criminalize yourself.
Yeah, don't say what it is you took. Just say yeah or no.
I did because my grandmama already knew.
Yeah. So, and y'all can go to my Instagram. That's Joaquim. That's Y-Q-E-E-M. That's W-Y-Q. Eric. Mimi Mama Moo Moo. That's the Instagram, man. And you can go, if you want to listen to my music, you can go to Joaquim TV. That's W-Y-Q-E-E-M. That's W-Y-Q, Eric, Mimi Mama Moo Moo TV. And if y'all want to see the visuals of this podcast, y'all can go to Heat Level Podcast on YouTube. If y'all want to just see us talk to each other,
whatever.
Y'all want to see us talk to each other, see the piano thing I got on the wall, cool, that's cool
nice
too
piano,
but y'all make sure y'all go download this podcast on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora. We at wherever you get your podcasts, is we there.
Yeah.
And Raj?
And I just want to say, if you want to follow me on Instagram, that's hotline.raj, hotline dot R-A-J, Raj, that's my name, you already know.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, man, this is a good podcast. I kept it real with y'all. We did some little joking.
We did really real. Hey,
no doubt. Hey,
I hope y'all still love us, man.
Man, I hope y'all do. So to the ugly people.
We love you.
To the decent people.
We love you.
And to the pretty people.
We love you.
And I is not in the beholder. So like I said, we about this bitch.
Peace.